Principal dancer Arancho Ochoa, who has been dancing since she was a child in Spain, is retiring from the stage with the current Pennsylvania Ballet production of Giselle, in which she dances the title role. Ochoa studied in Madrid, Monte Carlo, and New York City, and spent 3 years at Hartford Ballet before joining Pennsylvania Ballet in 1996, where she became soloist after 3 years, and a principal in 2001. She starred in a host of productions, including Christopher Wheeldon's Swan Lake, James Kudelka's The Firebird, and works by Jerome Roberts, Twyla Tharp, and William Forsythe. Arancho Ochoa will continue with Pennsylvania Ballet as principal instructor at its new school. Earlier this week, she reflected on her decision to step away from her long career as a ballerina, her advice to younger dancers, and what she looks forward to as a teacher of the next generation of dancers. What tells you that this was the time to stop being an active performer?
I don't know how to explain it. I felt, you know, they keep telling you, other dancers, that you know when the time is right. They say, you just know. And 3 years from now, before, you know, I would have never imagined that I would be retiring right now. But it was 2 summers ago. It came into my mind. It was just time. I knew that this was the right time to retire. I don't know.
And is it pain? Is it the amount of time it takes to recover? Because we shouldn't forget, this is more demanding on the body than maybe any sport,
it
right?
It definitely is, yeah. And you do feel, you know, your body, it suffers throughout. You know, we work so much. We push it to the maximum. You know, we're always trying to achieve that perfection that it doesn't exist. So you're really pushing your body. In my case, it's not my body. It's a little bit, it's everything. It's a little bit of everything. But it's just the right time, I feel like. I've done everything. I had a wonderful career. And now I've been offered to be the principal teacher of the school. So it's the perfect time.
What are you going to miss, though? Because there's a certain adrenaline that goes with standing out on a stage as a prima ballerina, taking the lead role, having a lot of the time the entire show sitting on your shoulders, sitting on your feet. Mm-hmm. There's pressure, but there's great rewards. Have you thought about missing that?
I will miss that. I know that I will miss that. That's the thing that I will miss the most. That and the whole process that's behind that performance, you know. The rehearsals, I'll miss that. The time that you spend in the studio rehearsing with your partner or, you know, with your ballet master and your ballet mistress. All of that, I will definitely miss that.
I remember years ago, I was waiting outside Roy Kaiser's office to do an interview with him, and a little girl came along, 3 or 4 years of age, and somebody pointed you out to her and said that you were one of the dancers, and she got incredibly excited. And you, on the spot, started to give her a ballet lesson, which kind of gave an indication that that might be something that you would do later on. This is a very natural thing for you to do then, to move on to education.
I love it. Yes, I always wanted to do this. You know, I love dance. Dance has been my passion since I was a little girl. And, you know, to be able to share all this, everything I know with younger children is wonderful. And I can't wait to do that.
And who was the teacher who saw something in you, or were there several teachers? Can you remember a particular teacher very young?
Teachers. I think the first one that saw it was Victor Ullate in Madrid. He was the first one. And then in Monte Carlo, a Russian teacher, her name was Marika Vesobrasova. And I think she was the first one that saw, well, she kept saying that I was an artist, that I had something special. And, she saw that on me.
And how much then was the teaching about making you what you would become? How much was it about you and your dedication, and how much was it about what you learned from your teachers?
I want to say half, but it is a lot of what your teacher can tell you 1,000 things, but if you don't apply them, you know, you're not going to make it. It is a lot. It's your work, your job to do it. It is you. It's your head and your body, you know. There's a lot in here, in your head.
Your career in Philadelphia, 16 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look back on it now, when you were setting out, when you came to America, because mm-hmm. that was a big thing, mm-hmm. a big move for you mm-hmm. as a young woman to come to Pennsylvania, to come to Philadelphia, how did you imagine the career would be, and what was different about it?
I really never imagined. Like, I left home when I was 12. And I just knew I wanted to be a dancer. But I never thought, I was in Madrid and I never thought I was going to finish in America. It's just the way it happened, you know. I went to Madrid and then Monte Carlo. And then, you need to study in New York. So, okay, I'm going to New York. And then you're going to go study in Hartford. And I went to study in Hartford, and they offered me a contract there. I was like, okay, mom, well, I'm staying in Hartford. And then somehow I finished in Philadelphia, you know. So it's all like, I never planned it. Okay, I'm going to finish in America, and I'm going to be a ballerina. I knew I wanted to be a ballerina. That I knew. But that I would finish here, I had no idea it's going to be like this.
And so many years as a prima ballerina. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long did you spend in companies in your entire career?
I was just in Hartford for 2 years, and in Hartford there was no ranks. And the director liked me a lot, so he immediately put me in principal roles, even if I was doing core as well. You know, I was doing both things. But I was lucky enough that I started already doing those things. And here, when I came in, I was in the core for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
I was. I started in the core, but Roy gave me principal roles from the beginning. But I was doing both things, you know. I would do third cast of a principal girl, and then I would be back in the core. So I had to do that, definitely, yes. It's good. It's good to do both, you know. It's good. You need to do that to become a ballerina.
To keep perspective.
Yes. Yeah, and to keep working towards something, you know. If it's too easy, then it's no good.
You're not old by ballet standards. We should get that out there clear. But there are clearly younger women and younger men in this company now.
Mm-hmm.
Do they already look to you? Are people coming to you now and saying, not about technical things necessarily, but about the emotional and the psychological demands of this job? What advice do you give to these younger dancers, these up-and-coming dancers now?
Sometimes we get, you know, the ballet world is a little bit like a bubble. You know, we're here in the studio, and like I said, we're always thinking about being the best we can. And sometimes you have to look a little bit outside and see the whole perspective. You know, we are doing this, it's for us, and it's for the audience. It's for them. You know, they want to come see the performance to have a great time, to enjoy it. It's about what we make them feel, you know. At the end, that's what we are doing. You know, these people are coming, and they want to forget about the problems they have at home, and they just want to enjoy, have 2 hours of enjoyment. And sometimes we get so fixed about the technique and about all of these other things that we forget that it really is an art form, and that it's about enjoyment. And we forget that sometimes. So I try to tell them, you know, to remember that.
When you started this out, you knew that it was going to be, you know, maximum 20 years of a career.
Mm-hmm.
On the 28th of October, you will take your final bow, your swan song, to not quote the cliche too much. Do you have any fear for the future? Because you knew this day was coming sometime, but you really are starting out in a whole other part of your life now.
Mm-hmm. No, no fear.
No fear?
No, not at all. I think when you decide, it's different when they push you out and they say, okay, it's time for you to retire. But when you make the initiative and you say, you know, it's time for me, you already know in your head that any ballerina needs to know that there is an end. And then you have to be prepared for what's coming next. You know, so if you are really prepared for what's coming next, and I'm anxious, actually, to start a new career and it's a new adventure. I mean, I've been teaching for many years, but I've been teaching while I was dancing, so it's different. This is just...
How so?
It's different because, well, first of all, you know, I could only do it in the summer. So you teach them for a month, and then you don't see them again till a year after. You know, this is the kids that you're going to be training every day. You know, it's very different. And then it's about them. It's not about you anymore. It's their career now. That's what's different.
Pennsylvania Ballet principal dancer Arantxa Ochoa will dance her final role in Marius Petipa's Giselle on Sunday afternoon, October 28th at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.